Well, on the East Coast in particular, it's a pretty rough day out there with warnings of significant flooding and tricky travelling conditions. An orange weather warning has come into effect for three counties, Wexford, Wicklow and Dublin. A further 10 counties are covered by a yellow warning. This follows heavy rain earlier in the week, meaning that the ground is already saturated and rivers swollen. Our reporter Aisling Kenny is in Arklow in County Wicklow this afternoon. Aisling, what are conditions like there at the moment?
Yes, well, Rachel, we're here at the Avoca River in Arklow in County Wicklow, and it's already at extremely high levels. A static orange weather warning or rain warning came into effect here at midday in County Wicklow, and Dublin and Wexford are also in the same situation. It'll last until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Now, local authorities in these areas say significant flooding, as you said in your introduction there, due to the high levels of rain and the fact that the ground is already saturated from rain earlier this week. Now, rainfalls are expected to be heaviest from around this time until later this evening. Met Éireann says up to 70 millimetres of rain is possible in parts of Dublin, Wexford and Wicklow over the duration of this orange warning.
You've been finding out about the plans in that area to try and prevent flooding.
Yes, I have. I spoke to Michael Flynn. He's a senior engineer with Wicklow County Council, and he told me that over 350 sandbags have been deployed across the area to try to prevent damage from flooding.
Well, we've been working over the last number of days preparing for this event and indeed responding to already significant rainfall events across the counties, across the entire county. We've been updating our social media platforms on events as they occur. We're contactable 24/7. We're very worried about road conditions in particular. There's a lot of surface water, a lot of debris on roads and poor visibility. So we would ask people to avoid travel unless absolutely necessary.
Aisling, there's also a rain warning in several other counties.
There is, Rachel. A status yellow rain warning is also in effect for 13 counties in the south and east, and that is in place until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Now, the warning covers Carlow, Dublin, Kildare, Kilkenny, Louth, Meath, Wexford, Wicklow, Cork, Kerry, Limerick, Tipperary and Waterford. Now, Rachel, people are being warned to stay away from flooded rivers and riverbanks today. The Road Safety Authority is advising road users in the east and south of the country to take extra care. And then the National Emergency Management Team met with local authorities last night and this morning, and councils have deployed the severe weather alert teams to make sure that they're prepared for the flooding.
Aisling, thanks indeed. That was Aisling Kenny in Arklow in County Wicklow. Well, we can have a word now with Keith Leonard, who's National Director for Fire and Emergency Management. We just heard Aisling there talking about a meeting you've been holding, and the orange alert has now come into force. So tell us about your preparations.
Good afternoon, Rachel. Yes, local authorities really across all the regions you mentioned have been preparing from yesterday, and you would have heard there from the senior engineer, they've been dealing with small localised flooding in a number of areas throughout the week. But definitely today, with that large system coming in from the south, with that kind of easterly kind of rainfall moving across and up, is going to create very difficult conditions. But I think local authorities have been out preparing for this, as I say, for the last number of days.
What we're witnessing is relatively unusual, because the bad weather isn't coming in from the west, so the worst affected counties are likely to be in the east.
That's it. And also, even that kind of directional piece brings the rainfall into slightly different catchments than it might normally hit. So the flooding can come from different sources than would be typical in a particular area.
The land is already fairly sodden, as we've been saying, and many rivers are already quite high. So is flooding your main concern over the next 24 hours?
Yeah, this is predominantly a rainfall event, and flooding, you know, over the next 24 hours. And it could even, the flooding could lag a little after the rainfall is gone. The flooding could still come through. So I think for the weekend, we'll be keeping a very close eye on water levels right across the south and east region.
There's also the fact that at this time of year, many of the drains tend to be filled with leaves. Is that an added problem?
Definitely, that's a complicating factor. It's just at the worst time, when yeah, as you can see, everyone can see there's leaves really falling across the country at this stage. But local authorities again have been out. They've been checking culverts, checking gullies and drains, trying to make sure as much as possible that they can unblock them and allow that water, that surface water, to really run off as quickly as we can.
I happened to see some drains being unblocked yesterday, not a million miles from here, but presumably there are places where that hasn't been possible.
I suppose, look, there's always a kind of a limited capacity and you have to prioritise the resources that you have to get the most effect possible. But I know local authorities have been very busy, and it's not even just yesterday, over the last number of days. So I'd expect a lot of that work has taken place over the last few days.
Just had a text from a colleague to say that the traffic is very heavy northbound on the M50. Is that an added hazard today, that the traffic is likely to be really terrible given that it's a Friday afternoon?
No doubt about it. We know what the M50 is like on the best of conditions, and that just gets much worse anytime there's significant rainfall. So, you know, look at difficult conditions. And for people who have to travel, particularly for people who are trying to get to the airport or other urgent things, you know, you really need to give yourself a good bit of extra time over the next few days to make those journeys.
Keith Leonard, thanks indeed for talking to us on the News at One.